This is Adam Kunz talking about Thomas Pynchon's Vineland, pages 319 to 322. I have the first edition of the book. It's a hardcover, and I know many of you have the Penguin Classics edition. So if you don't have mine, I'm talking about the last three paragraphs in the next last chapter. I want to talk about one technique here that I noticed, one writing technique, and the sort of thematic concerns to which that gives rise. And that technique is what I think Professor Schmidt called in the handout of questions that he gave us, Pynchon's gangliness. This passage was very difficult to read. It's partly why I chose it, because I thought it would be fun to learn how to read it, because there's so many commas, and the sentences are so long and so packed with various information that doesn't seem obviously related to each other, that you have to take a lot of time to just settle down and figure out what's going on and who actually knew Joe Hill and what the moon has to do with Zoid's mental disability checks. It's hard to figure out because Pynchon packs so much into one sentence. He packs not just various professions, as we see with his description of the Traverse and the Beckers, or say the hippies who are working in Vineland, but he packs material details like the length of the hippie's hair and what they have to do with it to go to work, or say all the different old logging parts that Farnese finds in the woods when she's wandering around in Vineland in her youth. He packs that all into a couple of paragraphs here, and a couple of sentences within each paragraph. So I was often struck through a book how almost so easy it was in comparison to other books you've read to figure out who's the bad guy here. And even if Pynchon is not, you know, just an idealistic flower child himself, he certainly is wants us to root for, you know, the Prairies and the Zoids of the world against Brock Vond. But this project of returning to Vineland to safe harbor, that obviously means so much to Zoid. He wants to protect Prairie's dear small life and allow it to flourish, because elsewhere it can't. That's why all the hippies have fled up here. This fragility and this innocence that needs to be protected, this good thing in Vineland, the good, even the place, its goodness. These gangly sentences give us a historical scope that show us the intense fragility of the things that Zoid is trying to protect. And I think this fragility manifests itself in both a sense of time that Pynchon gives us and a sense of irony that break down our ability to just think that everything is A-okay with Zoid. The sense of time is when we get these references to past Union conflicts that the Traverses and the Beckers have gone through, that people aren't going through anymore, because Zoid works for a bunch of cable companies who have actually taken the place over and are actually fighting each other. He tells us that earlier on page 319. And the developers have their eyes on Vineland. And this is a reference to a future time when Vineland will not be so good and it'll be just another giant suburb. And as a place of refuge, it's a little harder for all these wacky characters to hide in a suburb. Not everybody's going to have long hair anymore. And Pynchon shows us that while at the same time telling us about how Zoid finally found a place to harbor. The passage ends with harbor, but at the very beginning, we find out how this harbor will eventually be destroyed. So this immensity of historical reference, Pynchon going back and forth in time all over the place, allows him to show us, like Farnese saw when she was wandering around the woods, how Vineland is haunted by times and histories that its current residents can't even understand. Nobody knows what the voices in the woods are, and the Thanatoids are an entirely different population from the undead living. And the place is just haunted and overarched by projects and histories, either of the government or of unions or whatever, that people can't understand. And this gives rise to this sense of irony where Zoid is, who's harboring Prairie from the government and its reach in Vineland, is actually receiving his living from mental disability checks from the government. Nobody escapes these ultimately tragic histories of union repression and so on and so forth. Everybody is involved in these secret projects that, like the things that bring the old hippie lovers together over computer terminals. It's almost like things are chosen in secret and you're set into opposing teams. You're fragile because whatever good you have, you're not ultimately in control of.